The 6th annual Pomona College Powwow will take place on Saturday, March 24th. The powwow at Pomona College in Claremont began in 2011 to honor the ancestors and the tribal homelands on which the college is located. This intertribal gathering will celebrate Native American culture and honor traditions through music and dance. Native American artisans will also showcase traditional and contemporary styles of art, with handcrafted examples of beadwork, pottery, quillwork, and silversmithing. And of course, there will be ceremony and performance during the powwow. One of the groups performing at the powwow is the White Rose Singers, an all-girl Native American hand drum group. Today on Making Space, we will be talking with Josie Montez, sponsor for the White Rose Singers, and we will also talk to a few current members of the group. The White Rose Singers are from Sherman Indian High School, an off-reservation boarding high school located in Riverside. Josie, welcome to Making Space on KSPC.
Thank you. It's an honor to be on your station.
So if we could just start with a little bit of history about the group, could you tell us how the White Rose Singers began and then also a little bit about what your role is with the group?
Well, in 2009, we had a group of 10 girls, 9 to 10 girls, and they really wanted to sing on the big drum. Traditionally, females don't sing on the big drum. So I got permission from elders, and they were allowed to sing with hand drums. And so that's how we started. We decided to form a club, and that's how White Rose Singers began.
So is it still unusual for Native American girls to play hand drums even?
Not necessarily hand drums, no. Mm-mm.
Okay. So how did the group become named the White Rose Singers?
Oh, well, Josie had a vision, and in that vision, a white rose appeared, and that signified my grandmother and my grandmother's protection. And as the girls were deciding on what to name the group, they were thinking like turquoise rose, turtle dove, something like that. And I told them this story, and they really loved it because they wanted to always have that protection of the grandmothers watching over them. That's how it started.
Oh, that's a wonderful story.
Thank you.
And so how many members are there typically with a group, and how do they join?
Well, we start off big, and then they find other clubs. These are new members that come in, and some stay. And some are with us until they're freshmen, all the way up until they're seniors. And we have gone up to 24, 26 members at one time.
Wow.
Today we have 12. I believe it's 12 members that we have. And in order to join, all you got to do is come to a meeting, and we express to you what the club's about, and then ask you if you still would like to be in it, because the door is always open to that drum. And so then we circle you up, and we sing you in. We sing you a good song, and all the girls congratulate you, and then you are in the club.
Great. And what is sort of the weekly or however often do you get together, and what are those meetings or rehearsals like?
Well, we have once a week we have a meeting, and we go over any events that we are going to be singing at that we've been invited to, or we practice new songs and we learn new songs. And we have a lot of fun.
Of course. So I understand that you have both the vice president and the treasurer for the group with you today, as well as 10 members of the group. But we're going to talk to Tamara first.
Okay.
So Tamara, if you could tell us how long you've been in the group and what do you do as the vice president?
So I've been in the group for about 3 years now. And as vice president, I talk to the girls. I make sure that we're practicing on time. Sometimes I call mandatory practices. If not, I talk to the president, and we get together and we talk to the girls sometimes. And we just be there for the meetings and counseling.
She keeps us in check.
Yeah.
And why did you want to join the White Rose Singers?
I wanted to join because I like singing, and I don't really know that many Native songs, and this is a good way to learn more about it, especially diverse with other cultures.
So were you a singer, you know, formally trained or anything before you joined the group?
No, not at all.
And when you sing in the group, what language or languages do you sing in?
I sing in all kinds of languages. There's Tongva, there's Apache.
Intertribal, it's something like that, yes.
So it's an intertribal mix of material?
Yes.
And who chooses the songs? Where do they come from?
We get our songs from...
Yeah,
we ask permission from tribes to sing the songs, and if they give us the permission, then we learn it and we sing it.
And does everyone play drums in the group?
Yes, everybody has to play drums, and we have our own drums that we make ourselves.
So you've made the drum that you're playing in the group?
Yes.
So who is teaching the drum making part of?
Our sponsor, Jose Montez.
And for folks who don't know much about Native American music, what does the hand drum specifically represent in the songs that you play?
Well, the hand drum, it represents the heartbeat of the people and life, where life first started.
What's one of your favorite songs to sing?
Well, my favorite song is Aroundy, Daddy's Please. Yeah.
Is that one of the songs that you will be performing at the powwow coming up?
Yes.
So hopefully we will be able to hear a little sample of that later on.
Yeah, that would be great.
And you also have the treasurer with you, Ilisawa.
Yes.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How long have you been in the White Rose Singers, and what do you do as treasurer?
I joined White Rose about a year ago in my junior year. I keep track of the money. I put money in our bank account, make sure everything's right.
And where does the money come from?
Usually when we go singing, we have donations, or they just give us the money, like tips or whatever. Usually we put out blankets. We put out blankets, and, you know, people, when we sing, they feel generous, and they put out money for us. Yeah, we do fundraising, too.
And so how often would you say you're going out to fundraise or just to perform?
Every now and again, because, you know, our sponsor's busy all the time in Toy Storm. And so, but every time we do get to go, it's an amazing experience because we all get together and we sing this medicine for people around us.
And why did you initially want to join? Do you remember what it was like when you first joined the group?
My freshman year when I came here, I saw White Rose singing all over on the campus, going everywhere. And I really wanted to join, but I didn't know how. So finally, junior year, I went up to Josie and I was like, you know what, I want to join. I want to be part of the group. And she welcomed me with open arms.
Great. And were you a singer before you joined?
No, I used to be like really shy, and White Rose opened me up to singing out loud and being confident in myself and my voice.
Great. And do you think that in the future you'll have the opportunity to continue in a group after you graduate from Sherman, or is it something you'd want to keep doing after school?
Yeah, I think I want to continue singing and being in the music industry, because that's one of my dreams, is to work with like musicians and be a musician.
And same question for Tamara. How do you see this in your life post-graduation?
I think one of our slogans or our little memos is once a White Rose Singer, always a White Rose Singer. So this White Rose is going to be a part of my life no matter what. Yeah.
And Tamara, also, what do you think, how has being in the group affected your life, or what have you maybe learned from this experience?
Well, I learned how to sing for one. It opened me up to new opportunities and going to see different places, visit colleges, and experiment.
Great. If you're just tuning into the program, we are speaking with the White Rose Singers, an all-girl Native American hand drum group from Sherman Indian High School in Riverside. They will be performing at the 6th Annual Pomona College Powwow this weekend. And the powwow will take place Saturday, March 24th, from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. at Pomona College. And what time will the White Rose Singers perform at the powwow?
Usually when we get there, we do grand entry. And then right after that, they usually have us come on up and sing. About 1, maybe.
So early afternoon.
Yes.
Great. So I was wondering if you wouldn't mind singing a sample of what folks can expect at the powwow.
Absolutely. We're ready, and we're pretty loud.
I'll turn down on this side.
Okay. It's called Indian Country.
Thank you so much. That was so powerful, so beautiful.
Thank you.
You know, going through the phone line, it's not doing justice to your voices, but the strength and power comes through. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
And folks, that's just a taste. So you will be able to see them in person live and get the full power and strength of the White Rose Singers coming up at the powwow here at Pomona College on Saturday, March 24th. I would like to thank Josie, Tamara, and Ilisewa, as well as the entire group. Thank you so much for joining us today on Making Space, sharing your stories, and I look forward to hearing more from you soon.
Thank you. I'd also like to say thank you very much to Scott Scoggins for helping us set this up and inviting us once again to Pomona College. We're very, very honored to be welcomed there, these young ladies to go out there and sing. So thank you. Thank you once again, Erica.
Again, my pleasure. Thank you, White Rose Singers and Josie. And we will see you at the powwow.
Oh,
so much fun talking with the White Rose Singers. I wanted to mention that the tribes represented in the group are Navajo, Yaqui, Tono Odom, Cheyenne, Crow, and Apache, just to name a few. And the purpose of that group is to give back to others from the fundraising that they do by performing. They give back, donating to other clubs on campus and also to functions such as graduation and prom at Sherman Indian High School in Riverside. In addition to seeing performances at the powwow at Pomona College this Saturday, community members will be able to share an intertribal dance in the dance area at various times throughout the day. Food will be available on site, and dinner will be provided for free at 5 p.m. for everyone. If you'd like more information about the Pomona College powwow in Claremont, please visit the website at pomona.edu/events, and you can click on the calendar there on the date for Saturday, March 24th.